winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 26. High of 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 40. Monday, under overcast skies. 19, Tuesday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Tiger 95.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And Hines to pass. Rolls to the right under some pressure. He'll keep it, has some room. 35, 30, 25, down the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers. Schillingstadt back sets. The hit for Schimpke through the block. Tigers win in four. Schimpke with the final kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here comes Evers. Boom! The dunk for Evers. That puts the exclamation point for Huron.
Hardeman up top. There's the three for Schroeder. Got it, and Huron leads.
3-2-1. Yes! Bailey Schoenfelder, a state championship for the Huron Tigers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first-team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. The South Dakota Attorney General's Office. Garyzell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement. Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first. And Prestralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store. Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Huron Community Campus. Creative Printing, downtown Huron. Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Eye Clinic. Trust your family's vision. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agents. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch. And the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good morning, everyone. We're back on the air less than 12 hours later with Huron Tiger Wrestling. The Huron Tigers are in Watertown today for the annual dual tournament, the season opener for many years, now the last few years, the second event of the season after a duel to start things off. But fresh off a win last night against Harrisburg, the Tiger wrestlers ready to get on the mat again. We get four duels in today, Yankton and Mitchell to lead things off. Those are the two matches we'll have on the air here on Tiger 95. Then it's Aberdeen, then a final placement match where they wrestle against a team from the other pool. The opposite pool has defending state champ here, Watertown, Milbank, and Harrisburg. So one of those four teams will be the final opponent to be determined by the results coming into the day. Dave Corcoran joins us again here for the analysis of the wrestling here. This tournament always a fun one because nobody knows a whole lot about anybody else right now.
Well, you're trying to even figure yourself out, you know, and you got a little taste of it last night, so you kind of see where things went last night. And with us being so lopsided, you know, one way we're really experienced, next way we're really green. So you got those kids getting right back on the mat today. You go over a few things, and you get through another day today, and you'll know a whole lot more.
And as far as I know, Pierre and Mitchell also wrestled last night, I think, so I think it's the opener for everybody else that is going to be out on the mat today. Pierre defeated Mitchell. I believe the final was 54-21. No real huge surprise there. Pierre, the defending state champs, and Coach Carpenter overheard him from Mitchell saying they got a few more. They're still very good. A few, maybe a hole or two than where compared to last year where they had none. And but Pierre still showing they're the team to beat already this year.
Well, they just got, you know, so much kids coming back every year, and when you get to that level that they've been at for a while, you know, you got a kid that's sitting back on the JV that would be on anybody else's varsity, and he's sitting back there, gets his turn, And then he comes out there and he does the exact same thing as the guy before him he replaced with. So, yeah, Pierce, right until right now, they're the one to take out. Now, the Huron Tigers, again, as we said, they got into action for the first time last night and saw some positives, saw a few things that we would like to see better, but if you're perfect on the first night of the season, where else are you going to go?
Well, and then if you're a coach, you're darn nervous.
Yeah.
You know, because you know you're going to be rusty. That's just part of the deal. And you got to get through that first one. You're done. The kids are tired of beating each other up in the practice room. You've had enough of that. You need to get somebody else out on the mat, get to that scenario, and let it go. And then after last night, now you know, the kid knows and the coaches know where we need to go, what we need to work on, and what we need to prove on, and we go from there.
And then one other note, too, another good thing about this tournament, they do have six mats set up, so four for the varsity, but there's also two JV mats, so get everybody on the roster a match or two if possible.
Well, that's the thing. When you get to the JVs, I mean, the bottom line here is they don't keep a score, and that's exactly what you want on the JV level. All you want them kids to do is wrestle as many times a day as they can wrestle because they need to get those matches under their belt to get some get comfortable with wrestling. And then as a JV coach, you need to see what you need to work on there also.
We talked to Coach Dan McCarty about the day's events here. We'll have that coming up next year. This is Huron Tiger Wrestling on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Your home for the Huron Tigers all season long is 1340 KIJV.
And we talk with Huron Tiger coach Dan McCarty, as always brought to you by Auto Body Clinic and Huron Tigers at the Watertown Duel Tournament today. We'll have the first two duels on the year, Yankton first, followed by Mitchell, then later Aberdeen, and a fourth duel as well. Tigers coming off a win last night to open the season against Harrisburg. Saw some good, some things that maybe you didn't like so much, but a win's a win, and had some kids out of eight wins, six were pins.
Yeah, the pin part was nice, the team win was nice. The other thing, it's the first match of the year, so kids are going to make mistakes, or everybody's a little bit rusty. Good thing is we survived it and move on to today.
You know, and move on today, because first thing, especially for the kids maybe that aren't used to how our schedule runs and stuff, here we are. You're going to be back out on the mat about 12 hours after you got off the mat last night.
Yeah, it was kids went to bed and had to make weight this morning, and we get back to wrestle three good duels today.
Well, let's talk about your duels today. Start off with Yankton. You're kind of looking at the lineup, and you just have a few unknowns there right now.
There is. They've been experienced. We went through that quite a few years ago, and they're going through it right now. I think they have a very good coach in there. He'll get the program going again. It's just a matter of time, and our kids need to be ready to wrestle and not overlook anybody and just go out there and do their job.
Then Mitchell coming up, you have a little more familiarity. They're a young team that has taken some lumps, and they're starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, they are. Their little kids are growing up, kind of like Harrisburg did last night. They do a lot of good things. They gave us some really good matches last year in the duel. We won the duel heavy, but they gave us a lot of good matches. And our kids, a lot of our starters graduated, and now our JV guys need to fill in and see if they can get those wins like we did last year. Well, one thing with a setup like this, especially going into that Yankton duel first, it just doesn't seem like nobody knows much about anybody else. So kids just go on wrestle. Don't overthink things.
You're right. It's, you know, the first weekend of the year, we have to find out where we're at. We need our kids to give 100%, whether they win or lose. We want to see what we need to work on, prepare for the rest of the year. After this weekend, we can see what kids, who's going to be tough at what weight, what we need to look for, things like that that will help us prepare for the rest of the year.
And just wrap it up with this, and I've said this a couple of times here in our visits this week, you really jump into the season feet first. When you start five duels here in under 24 hours. Next week, a huge competition going out to Rapid City. So while the boredom of the preseason is over, it gets over quick.
Yeah, it does. It does. It, you jump right into it, and you get to having fun, and you look forward to each weekend and get some more matches and tournaments in.
Dan McCarty, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports of Tiger 95.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
Wrestling provides this Huron Tiger Moment. The Tigers have a proud tradition in the sport of wrestling going back to when the sport started in 1960. The Tigers have had many state champions, led by Dustin Walraven. Gooner, as he was known, won four state titles, including three in a row. That ties the Class A record. Two other Tiger wrestlers won three state titles. Brad Robinson, who won three in a row, and also Dale Westberg. Wrestling, a proud Tiger moment.
Memories fly by us every day. A new baby, a wedding day, your senior year of high school, or a big family gathering. At Lake House Productions, we creatively capture those moments and provide you with jaw-dropping photography that will be artwork on your wall for a lifetime. Check out our amazing work at lakehouseproductions.com, like us on Facebook, or sit down in our funky new studio on the second floor of the old Mason building across from the post office in Huron. We are Lake House Productions, and we specialize in making your photography creatively different.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers!
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here at Watertown as we're getting very close to the start of our dual tournament here. Again, we will carry the first two duels of the tournament for the Huron Tigers. Yankton coming up first off here, then Mitchell a little later. It is the opener. I did confirm that. So Yankton will be wrestling for the first time, while Mitchell did wrestle last night against Pierre. And this dual tournament, something we've kind of chuckled about the past few years. It's Watertown's tournament. They can set it up however they feel. And the last few years, they have had Huron, Pierre, and Aberdeen in the same side of the bracket, meaning the if you were seeding it out, those teams would be all seeded in the top four, but yet had to battle out on one side, and then that gave Watertown usually a pretty easy path to the championship on the other side. I'm just stating facts here. I know you're grinning about it, but they had to make a little change this year. I think Pierre kind of pushed the issue on it, not so much they didn't care who was going to be in their bracket, but
Pier, being the top program in the state right now as they are, they've been invited to some tournaments maybe out of state or just ones you don't usually go to. So Pier told Watertown, we're coming to the tournament, but we want to wrestle you, make sure we wrestle you, and because that'll be our ESD duel then, because they were set to come here anyway. So we want to make sure we wrestle you, and the only way you can make sure that happens is being in the same pool.
Well, and on top of that, they made sure that they meet first round, which is the only way to do it. They're both fresh. That's the way you got to do that. So Watertown got kind of backed in the corner that was unfamiliar territory and didn't want to do it, but I think it's fantastic. Now you've pretty much got it split the way it should be.
Yeah, the top, you know, if you're going to seed it, the top four seeds would be Huron, Watertown, Mitchell, and Aberdeen, taking nothing away from the other four squads, but at least coming in, and all you can really look at is what you had last year and what you got coming up this year, but that is how you would seed it.
Well, yeah, exactly right, and I don't think there's a coach here that would disagree with that. You know, you want to split it up as about as even as you can split it, and now they did it this year, so it'll be fine.
But like I said, Watertown kind of had their hand for us. Well, I just think back to when I first took over here. I think the first year I was here was 01 when Scott Beekman was a senior, and we opened up the first couple of years wrestling Watertown. All of a sudden, the Huron program started to evolve. We started to compete for ESD and state titles, and all of a sudden, we were not in Watertown's bracket anymore.
Well, home field advantage. They
yeah,
took advantage.
It's their tournament. They can do what they want.
And they gave themselves the best chance to get into the finals every year.
So there you go. We are getting set here for wrestling as the Huron Tigers will wrestle Yankton first, and then we'll wrestle Mitchell after that. Those will be the two duels we have on. Yankton, right off the bat, a lot of unknowns there.
Well, exactly. And you know, like McCarty stated, you know, the program has been down. The coach they got now, you can see things are...
Well, he's a former Buck.
You know, he's got the things coming up the right way.
Good set for the national anthem here, so let's take a Big D's time out of 2 minutes, and we'll be back and ready to wrestle here in Watertown. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, John here at Prostrello General Motors in Huron. You hear me talking frequently about supplier pricing on every vehicle we sell and probably wonder what it means. This is the price that employees of companies providing parts for GM pay for their vehicles. Only GM employees pay less. Just what does this amount to? Let's look at a few vehicles. A 2016 Chevy Tahoe with an MSRP of $66,680 has a supplier price of $61,727. That's only at Prostrello General Motors, your Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac dealer in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do-It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do-It Center store.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back here at Watertown Arena as we are getting set to go here with wrestling, having the captains' meetings right now. It is 10 o'clock, or coming up on 10 o'clock, KIJV, AM/FM here on Yankton. In the program, they do field a full lineup, but on the weigh-in sheet that was brought up to us, they have, I think, five open weights. So what we do know right off the bat here is we do expect Yankton to have their first three guys in, and then we're going to kind of see what happens.
And I'm looking at the weighing sheet. There's a couple of those. They don't have anybody over there that they're going to move around. So it's going to be interesting to see what they try to put up there.
Well, to start things off, we have a pair of eighth graders. It'll be Tucker Baum wrestling for Yankton and Tyson Lean for Huron. Lean opened his season last night by winning by fall against Harrisburg. And also the first thing we're going to find out here is exactly which scoreboard we need to watch for the mat that the Tigers are on. They're to our right and in the middle of the floor. And the official is marks them ready to go, and here we go, and it looks like we are actually at the far end.
Wow, that's better yet.
Yeah, that's better yet. So we start here. There's a shot taken by Baum, gets in on the single leg on Lean. Lean trying to cover now, gets a hold of Baum's leg. Baum's still in there tight on that right leg, and Lean now trying to flatten things out.
He's doing his work. There, got his wizard in there. And that's what he needed to get that arm inside his arm, and then I just keep walking around.
Lean just, yep, there it is, both kind of almost in the same position there, it looks like, hooked up. And Tyson, they're going to go with stalemate there. I figured that was coming eventually because it looked like they're both trying to do the same thing.
And they weren't going to get anything that benefited us because the Yankton kid got back around behind, got on Tyson's leg there. So, you know, we were at the disadvantage in that deal.
Well, we're back on our feet here now as we're down to 1:07 to go in the first period. And
oh, nice throw.
Nice throw, and we're getting a takedown. We're getting back points for Lean, and he's got in there pretty snug. On top, win by fall at 1:03. Wow. The eighth grader, Tyson Lean, gets things off early with a win by fall at 1:03. Here on up, 6-0. We'll take a Big D's timeout, 30 seconds, on Dakota Sports.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We're back here at the Watertown Arena. Looks like they're having a few scoreboard issues. They do have the 6-0 up for Huron now as we start our second match here of the duel. 113 pounds, Peyton Baum, a sophomore, Lucas Hofer, an eighth grader, and a big pickup and a takedown for Baum, and he has the 2-0 lead over Hofer. Hofer won by decision last night against Harrisburg, but Baum has come out strong.
Well, when he got in on that double leg, I mean, he's about as deep as you could get and not quite get it right away. But give credit to Hofer. I mean, he kept fighting and just about got out of that. But you can see a little bit of the difference in here in the age bracket.
2-0 lead here for Baum. And
here comes the bar arm chicken wing, and he's cranking him over.
And there he's got him on the back, and there's the back points. They got at least 2 points out of that right now. Readjustment by Baum, and now he's going to get some more back points. And he's got Hofer trying to bridge out, but, boy, Baum's got it in there tight.
You know, and he just comes back, steps
now
back over, and does exactly that again, and
brings it back over again.
And just keeps getting it tighter every time he does that.
Now we're down to 1 minute to go here in the first period, but Tate and Baum has pretty much controlled things here. Lucas Hofer does get back to his stomach here now. They haven't awarded the back points here yet.
Well, really, Baum hasn't come out of that pinning combination yet. As long as he's got that chicken wing yet, that's still considered the same hold.
Same move,
so yeah. So he can't give me points. We're right back to where we were again before.
Yep, now he's got Hofer back on his back again, and Hofer trying to bridge out of it. Now he spins and trying to,
halfway there.
Baum gets control.
Oh,
puts it back. Now Hofer's in trouble.
And Baum just, you can see the strength there. Reached back and pulled him back over. Now he readjusted into a different pinning combination. Now he's chest on chest, and that's tough.
15 seconds to go. As Hofer tries to bridge out of it, now he tried to turn his hips, but now Baum just cranks him over again.
It looks like he had a half in there before, now he comes back over with another half at the end and just
got him on the back again, and we're having more scoreboard issues down there too, by the way, and that's the end of the first period. I think, what, 5-0?
Should be 5, that's all we got out of here. So basically all that work for the 3 back points, but look at the energy that Hofer had to exert just to get out of that first period.
Now we start the second period here, and
Oh boy, we got a scoreboard operator that's got some issues going on here.
Yeah, because it says 3-2 us, and now they are changing it.
Is he still off?
Yeah, it should be 5-0 in favor of a Tate and Baum, and they're trying to get that issue figured out. We're at under 13 pounds. Tate and Baum of Yankton, sophomore, Lucas Hofer, eighth grader of Huron. Still shows 3-0 up there.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to keep track of that the way it looks to me.
So we're thinking 5-0. Baum gets in on the single leg, now covers up, takes him down another 2 points. That should make it 7-0, we believe.
Yep, this guy's behind a little bit.
They have 5-0 on the scoreboard, but right now Lucas Hofer just in survival mode as Tate and Baum has pretty much controlled this since the start.
And he does a great job. He's right back, and he's got that chicken wing in again on that right-hand side, and here he comes.
Yeah, trying to scoot him around there. He gets him on his back, and again, Hofer in that bridge trying to keep the blades off the mat. Official taking a close look at it. And, boy, Lucas does a good job of bridging out there. He uses those long legs to his advantage. No, they do have it up to 7. Oh, that's right. We just had a takedown.
So he is funny right now.
He is right. Okay, 7-0. And Baum continues to go strong on Hofer, and Lucas just has not been able to get much of anything going as Baum has controlled things here. Readjustment again, trying to get some more back points here. And Hofer doing a good job. He keeps moving the hips and bridging, but he does get the win by fall. So at 3 minutes, 15 seconds, win by fall, Tate and Baum, and Yankton comes back to tie it at 6. We'll take a Big D's timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Everybody needs a timeout. Big D's in Huron offers an awesome lineup of dinner items on their menu. Try the walleye, salmon, or jumbo shrimp. Enjoy Big D's Italian or teriyaki chicken, ribeye, and sirloin steaks. Don't forget, all appetizers are just $5 Monday through Saturday, 9 till 11 p.m., 7 till 9 on Sundays. Take time out and dine at Big D's Timeout Bar and Grill, East Highway 14 Huron, next to the Big Pheasant.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We go up to 120 pounds. Danon Huber, sophomore for Huron, has taken a quick lead here, I believe, 2-0. Kyler Lilly, a freshman on the mat for Yankton. 2-0 lead for Huber, and right now he's trying to get a little more out of it.
He's got at least 3 there.
Well, you see, Kyler Lilly is trying to do the same thing that Hofer was in the last match for Huron, just trying to bridge out of everything. It is 5-0 as Huber has started off with a flurry. Now, Coach Smith is asking something for the official. Now both Baszler and McCarty up in front of the Huron bench, and what are we looking at here?
I have no idea.
Well, you have all 3 coaches on the mat, plus the 2 wrestlers, and what do we...
It's got to be a uniform thing or something.
Well, this is very interesting, and if you don't know, I certainly don't know what's going on.
Well, the other kid didn't have that type of singlet on, did he? That's what I'm wondering. I don't think it makes any big, huge difference.
Well, yeah, at all. And all the coaches out there, and after that discussion, we'll get back to wrestling here with a minute 21 to go in the first period. 5-0 lead for Danon Huber. Danon now on the right out. Lilly gets up to his feet, and he'll get the escape out of that. Now Lilly tries to come in, gets on the double leg, and he's driving on Huber.
And he's got Huber to bat his on his hip. He needs to get off of that.
Boy, Lilly, nice recovery. Now here comes Huber. He's going to be able to slip out of that. And I don't think they ever gave the takedown to Lilly on that.
No. It just all that wrestling and go back to where you were before.
So it's still Huber riding it out here with 45 seconds to go in the first period. 5-0 lead for Danon Huber. Lilly gets to his feet, but they're off the mat. We're tied at 6, a pin for Huron by Tyson Lee, and a pin for Yankton by Tate and Baum. Now Huber and Lilly, and there we have potentially dangerous there as Huber is trying some sort of move from the back there.
35 seconds to go first period. Again, Lilly gets up to his feet trying to reach back. He does get control of Huber's leg, but Huber picks him up, takes him down. Took him down with quite a bit of force there, too, Lilly. Now he got to be careful here. There, he got the nice cradle, getting the tilt out of it. 17, 16 seconds to go. Huber's getting some back points out of this now. He's got it tucked in there pretty tight. 10, 9 seconds, win by fall. Dane and Huber at a minute 52. Huron gets another pin, and Huron takes the lead back at 12-6. Dane and Huber with a pin. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here at 126 pounds, and we believe now that Tyler Lilly is actually wrestling here for Yankton.
I'm guessing unless it was William Stephenson. I think he moved. I think
William Stephenson probably was the last wrestler. Again, we have no way of knowing this from up here because there's no PA when you have four matches going at the same time. So I'm assuming this is Kyler Lilly. He's wrestling Joe Gonzalez, and he has the lead here at 2-0 and now trying to get some back points on Gonzalez as well. So I'm going to venture a guess. This is Kyler Lilly.
It's got to be this guy here because, okay, the varsity's got red and white singlet on. The other kid had a black one. That would have been JV.
And win by fall at 57 seconds here for Kyler Lilly. So you're thinking Lilly, that was Lilly there now, most
yep.
likely.
Yep.
Okay, so he
bigger
gets,
varsity guy.
He gets the win there. And now we're tied at 12, so we've had four matches and four pins. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we need to have media breaks in these duels, as already Chip Schillingstad is on and off the mat. A win by fall, 24 seconds over Josh Roll of Yankton. We assume it was Josh Roll, but 24 seconds, Chip Schillingstad win by fall. So it's been five matches and three pins for Huron, two for Yankton, and we're at 138 pounds. And your guess is as good as mine. Who's on the mat for Yankton?
I'm not quite sure what we got going on here.
Boy, we've had a lot. We've had some coaches' discussions here, and I'm not sure
okay,
what this is.
What I'm guessing is here. The kid from Yankton went in too quick. He's not supposed to be there.
So are you reported in first?
I'm not sure how that worked, but the head table, the coach, the table over there is supposed to make sure that they've got wrestlers who's supposed to be there. That's their job over there at Scordio. We got a forfeit here.
We got a forfeit for Nathan Soule, okay.
Now we got to be going to 45.
Oh, so the 45 guy for Yankton most likely jumped the gun.
Jumped the gun, and it must be, okay, first deal of the year, and these kids are getting moved around. You got to give this one, and then I'm going to put a little heat back over on the scores table. That's your job.
Yep.
That's the one job you got there. You got two guys sitting there. And somebody's not doing their, that's their responsibility to make sure that you got the right wrestlers. If you don't, you stop it and you go to the coach and say, hey, who am I supposed to have here? That's the deal.
Oh, this has been fruit basket upset here, trying to figure out the lineup at this point. But Huron does lead 24-12 as officially that's a win by forfeit at 138 pounds for Nathan Soule and Ben Tellis. A sophomore is wrestling at 145. He was listed on the program at 138, but he's on the way, he's weighed in at 145.
He won at 145, so I mean, this is his weight where he can't go to 38.
Yeah, because he had 141.
Too heavy there, so he's got to be here or one up. So that part we can figure out. Then we got another gap at 52 again, but they've got a kid over there on the JV, and the way it looks to me, we can kind of tell this, the JV kids come out in black uniforms.
Oh, okay.
So that might be our help here a little bit as we go through this mess a little bit.
So Carlos Sheen, sophomore, Ben Tellis, a sophomore. We know it's Carlos. We believe it's Ben Tellis for Yankton, so now we're having a little more discussion there at the scorers table, and I think we are ready to go here at 145. I don't know if I've ever had this much issue.
Oh, no, no.
So we do start at 145. We're going to say it's Ben Tellis of Yankton because we believe it is Carlos Yanes going for Huron. Yanes got a win by fall against Harrisburg last night. Well, I see we have an injured Mitchell wrestler coming off, one of their little guys here, too, so that looks like not a good injury either. There's a nice throw by Yanes, but he was out of bounds when he made it. Boy, Carlos, at least here in the last 14 hours, he's done some impressive things.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the greatest thing is he doesn't know anybody yet, so he's not scared of anybody. That's the greatest thing. Go out there and just wrestle. That's all you got to do.
Well, there's a single leg there by Tellis, but a nice recovery by Yanes. I believe Dan McCarty's in his second year of wrestling for you. Oh, nice single leg. He just kind of tugged at it. Got him on the takedown, and he does have the two.
Going for the near side cradle. Rolled him over.
Oh, just got it.
Coming over. There we go.
Boy, Ames continues to impress here. He's up 2-0 here, and he's had a couple of near moves. Now, Tellis kind of backing his way out of it, and he will get the escape out of that. Kind of got a headlock from behind there where he couldn't even see him. Now a single leg by Tellis and
headlock.
Nice headlock, and Yanes with the takedown again.
He just needs to keep finishing that. Just keep cranking on him. Make sure you got the arm with you there.
Yeah, there. Now he's got the two-point takedown. Now he's getting the back points out of it, too. Yanes has it in there tight. Tellis trying to move the hips to keep the blades off. Win by fall at a minute 26 for Carlos Yanes.
Oh, I'm loving what I'm seeing.
30-12, and Huron with four pins and a forfeit. We'll take a Big D's timeout at 30 here on Dakota Sports.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, another forfeit for the Huron Tigers. Trent Frankham gets the default at 152. Huron up 36-12. We're up to 160. Sophomore Donovan Bain for Yankton and junior Travis Kleinsasser for Huron. And a quick takedown by Kleinsasser. Now
a nice cradle and got him
cradle over. And he's got getting the back points, or not back points yet. He's got Bain's legs up in the air, though.
I don't know if he can stick him here or not because Bain's doing such a great job of rocking and rolling here. He's got to get those shoulder blades, and he's working his way to the out of bounds. Unless Travis can jerk him back in there, we got him back in.
We got him right at the edge of the mat. Wow. There's the win by Paul for Kleinsasser at 52 seconds. To say we're moving through this quickly is an understatement.
Oh, this is lightning speed we're doing this one.
42-12 Huron. We have yet to see a match go the full 6 minutes. In fact, I don't think we've made it to the third period in any of our matches here yet. We move to 170.
And they bringing in somebody out here.
And Nick Christensen out there for Huron. And maybe Connor Davenport.
That might be the only one that can come up.
Yep, so Connor Davenport. He was actually listed at 152 on the program.
Yeah, let's see, weighed in here at 161.
So we're going to say it's Connor Davenport.
The best knowledge we got off, I'm going off the sheet, what I see there, that's the best we can do.
So we're going to say this is Connor Davenport wrestling at 170 against Nick Christensen.
Yeah, like they're just doing a pretty good, you know, feeling each other out here, but I'm waiting for Nick to about ready to start shooting here pretty quick.
Davenport, a sophomore, Nick, of course, a senior. I mentioned last night, no mustache, he does have a mustache. In case anybody was wondering about that.
We know the fan base was curious.
Yes, they were.
No score here as we're 45 seconds in. Huron well in control of the duel here, up 42-12. And again, we're going at lightning speed here. We're at 170. Watertown and Pierre are at 132. Mitchell and Aberdeen, they're at 120. We're going to have a lot of time to fill in between.
Oh, the first program we've seen was full. You know, now Philly's had all these slots. It just goes fast.
Now, still no score here between Connor Davenport and Nick Christensen at 170 pounds.
And we ran off about a minute and a half here, and Nick really hasn't made a good shot yet here.
There's a single leg, a rather feeble one, but Davenport did take the shot here. We'll come back the middle as we're off the circle here with 35 seconds to go here in the first period. And already up to 170 pounds, I think we could see one or two more forfeits here yet for Yankton. And doing the head-to-head thing, and they dance off the edge of the mat, come back to the middle.
If they keep this pace up here, someone's going to start getting nailed for stalling here pretty quick, because
single leg by Christian.
There we go.
Take down 2-0.
I think we've got a bar arm half coming over there, and there you go, got him over quick. Do we have enough time left here to get it done?
10 seconds. He's trying to get the back points out of it now. Has a pretty tight headlock in there. 4-3. Official taking a look at it.
He's not moving very much.
Yep, we will make it to the second period, though. But a three-point move there for Christensen, and he's up now 5-0.
We finally decided to make the shot there. He got in there deep, got a nice one, and finished it. You know, went right over the pinning combination. And now we're to the second period. That's where you want to be. We're starting with referee position, so Nick just got to blow out of there and just score some more points.
Yeah, Nick immediately takes him 4 seconds to get the reversal as he just rolled right out and got on top and got control. 7-0, and
Eric cranks him right over, and he's got him stacked in there tight.
Win by fall, Nick Christensen, 2:14. He kind of messed around for the first 90 seconds, said, okay, let's get this over. So Nick Christensen, win by fall at 2:14. Huron goes up 48-12. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here. Another forfeit. Rick Struble is unopposed at 182. Takes us to 195. Wyatt Larson, a junior. And who are you thinking it is?
So, Scott, the only one that could do it here, Trevor Ellis. I'm figuring that's who it is.
Oh, and he's the one that's actually on the list.
Yeah. So, being a freshman to, in Wyatt's, what, a junior, I think as coach can match that up about as even as you're going to meet to do it.
So Trevor Ellis, we believe, is the freshman out there for Yankton. Wyatt Larson, junior for Huron. No score, but we are up to 195 already. And there's just about, and there is the takedown for Wyatt Larson. Just kind of darted around. You just kind of tell by the body type here where Wyatt's a little more chiseled and Ellis looks a little more like a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
And still growing into the body.
What a frame to have there, but, he's got a long way to go yet.
There's a throw by Larson, but he ran out of real estate there off the edge of the circle. Come back to the middle, 7 to go here in the first period. Already up to 195 pounds. We have the potential to get this duel over in half an hour.
And that's unheard of, but when you got that many open slots, it doesn't take long to scoot on through. And then you have all pins. Makes a difference, too.
Well, like I said, we have not seen the third period. In fact, I'm not sure. Yep, we have seen the second period in one match in this, two have went to the second period, and other than that.
Here in Warcombs is cradle.
Nice roll, or just roll through. That was a nice job by Ellis for Yankton, but now Wyatt's got him hooked up pretty well, got the legs waving there.
Now, if you're Wyatt, you gotta go back, reload that again, get it a little tighter, and you gotta let him settle down in. Yep, guys, three back points. Must have broke the hold.
So 5-0 lead here for Wyatt Larson. We're getting late in the first period. Gets that cradle again. And
now he hooks the leg. There we go.
Just going to the same well here. And he's Ellis just trying to swing back and forth to keep the blades off the mat. And he will get back to his stomach. And probably going to get to the end of the first period here. But another three for Wyatt Larson. And he'll go up 8-0 here as we round out the first period. So Huron has the dual clinched, leading 54-12, three forfeits in there. We've either had forfeits or pins.
And to go this fast is unheard of. I don't remember the last time we've been like this. It's been years.
Well, we start the second period now, both wrestlers on their feet. 8-0 lead for Wyatt Larson. Now a little, there's a little slide around, and it'll be a takedown. You saw Ellis try to reach out for a leg, and Wyatt just recognized it and just scooted around, and he's got a 10-0 lead. Now he'll see if he can, well, he's trying to hook under the arm again.
Let's say, okay, bring the arm back behind the back. Now we'll see what it comes off of that, what move he's trying to work with that. I call it the thread, the needle. Some of the guys call it the butcher. It's whatever you want to call
it. Colesman calls it the butcher.
Yep. Now he gave that up. He's going back just to, you know, half coming over.
Now he's going to get about ready to get some back points again. Maybe needs to squeeze it. Nope, win by fall. Another win by fall for the Huron Tigers. Wyatt Larson, 2 minutes 46 seconds. It is 60-12 Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Jeff Duffy back here along with Dave Corker. We're at 220. Marshall Simon Sr. wrestling junior Cole Diedrichson for Yankton, and nobody on the board yet. There's the takedown now for Simons, and he's up 2-0.
Well, for Yankton, he was in trouble, and he was sitting on your hip there, and you didn't quite have the, Simons didn't have quite have the takedown yet, but you were getting yourself in trouble. He did exactly what you need to do, bail out, give him the two, and go from there.
So Simons now working from behind. Simons had a first-minute pin last night against Harrisburg. Now he gets up a little higher as
trying to hook the cradle in and
got a good idea, but ran off, rolled off the mat.
Yeah, ran out of real estate there. So, I mean, he'll get that back in there again. But just got to make sure you get it inside the circle instead of outside.
Like I said, Colin Simons, this is Marshall. Colin graduated. Seconds to go here in the first period. 2-0 lead for Simons. Now he tries to hook in underneath the arm there of Fredrickson.
Fredrickson does a great, he's got a wide base, and of course he looks a little stout, so I mean, Marshall's going to just push him around.
Well, Marshall again.
There's a half. Looks like he's got,
we got 2 points out of the back there.
Yep. And he's doing the cheap tilt, got the legs in there, just kind of hook him over, and until he comes out of that, the two's going to stay there.
Yep, still looking at the two, so it's officially 4-0 there. Now they are going to put the two up on the board. So 4-0 Simons with 14 seconds to go here in the first period.
He did a great job. I mean, riding him tough, getting the back points, get the easy ones there. Trying to three-quarter Nelson underneath, and I think there's just too much beef. Maybe I'm not. We got him tipped over.
Got him tipped, but we're running out of time. Win by fall at the buzzer.
You can't get any closer than that.
It would have been interesting if there was a buzzer to see if that came before or after, because he had to rely on the mat tapper. Coach Smith is trying to lobby that the time had run out, but I don't think he's going to win the argument. So right at the end of the first period, win by fall, Marshall Simons. Huron goes up 66-12. We have heavyweight left to go. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds here on Dakota Sports.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we have our last match of the duel here. We're at heavyweight. Reese Anderson, a junior for Yankton, and sophomore Devin Bolster of Huron. No score as we're just over 30 seconds into it. Huron up 66-12. As we have not had any part of this duel go to the third period.
Well, what I'm seeing so far, this might be your only one. Because neither one of them, they're just doing the same thing. They're just pushing, and nobody's even making a shot here. And
the only thing is, with heavyweight, it takes one move by either, and you could have a finish.
Oh, right? Yeah, exactly. And I just wait for these guys to wait for McCarty or Basler to start chomping here pretty quick, because I see openings, but we're concentrating too much on the upper body. You need to be looking down below here.
Yeah, just a lot of pushing going on here. To put it in perspective, we're at heavyweight. Watertown and Pierre are at 145. Mobridge and Harrisburg are at 160. And the mat we're going to be waiting for is at 138, Mitchell and Aberdeen. I know there was an injury, and that caused a delay in that Mitchell-Aberdeen duel, so that could take a little while. It's going to be a little while before we get to the next one here, but we'll concentrate on heavyweight. Still no score.
And like I say, we've got about 16 seconds left here, and neither one has really made a shot here at anything as towards a takedown. There's a kind of a throw.
Well, kind of a throw by Bolster, but slipping out of it was Anderson, and he was able to get the takedown. And Anderson, 2-0 lead here as we get to the end of the first period. I saw Anderson kind of pushed himself up off of Bolster.
Yeah. Well, the big guys need a little help getting up.
How would you know? You never wrestled there.
God, I have to strap weights on me even here close to that.
Well, we start the second period, and Bolster in the referee's position, but just looking at things here, I think Anderson's got a little bit of a weight advantage. Well, they only have him listed at 237. If this is Anderson, they got another one. They have Ethan Russo at 255. That's also weighed in at heavyweight. I think Bolster's about at 209, 210.
Okay, now it looks like Bolster's got the leg hook there. He's going to come around with that. There was a chance right there when a guy come across like that. He needed to sit out there, and he missed that opportunity.
I think I just heard Basler yell move, and he's got the leg, rolls him through, but rolls him out of bounds, I think. And are we doing the blood? Yep, we're going to do the blood thing again. We had this with Devin last night. Looks like he's got a bloody nose again. I saw the official kind of peeking around the corner, so our first delay for that.
I think he's one of them kids that you might just want to stuff it in there before you ever set him out there. Because the way it looks to me, two out of two, he's already got the bloody nose. You got some guys like that. They just can't help it.
Actually, they got it blinking for Yankton, but I think this is definitely should be blinking for Huron.
Well, yeah, that's...
There's been score operating issues on this mat since we started.
Yep.
Huron in control here, up 66-12. Huron's had either a pin or a forfeit in all of their wins. In fact, like I said, the two wins for Yankton also came a win by fall as well. And we've had to do a little guessing on who's exactly out there on the mat for Yankton, as they've had some open weights and have done a little shuffling, but we've had 1, 2, 3 forfeits. We might try to see if we can get Dan McCarty to come up and visit in between or after this match, instead of waiting till after Mitchell, because we're going to have time to visit, I think.
Oh, a little bit of that.
So we'll start the second period, and well, now they still don't have Bolster completely cleaned up. It's the one way to kill some time, I guess.
Well, you got... What do you
think? I think it's just they found something that needed to be wiped off is what it...
Yeah, somewhere on his leg or something like that, yeah. So now we'll resume wrestling. Second period here with Reese Anderson up 2-0 on Devin Bolster of Huron.
Well, he just cranks down on that head of Devin.
Well, you can see that Devin's given up a lot of weight here, at least 27 pounds. If we have the right Yankton wrestler out there.
Now, Yankton kid's trying to do a power half. Devin does a great job of countering that. Now, he's got his hips out. They need to keep those out and just keep scooting here.
In kind of a little issue there is he's kind of throwing Bolster around, and Devin has not been able to make much of a move out of that referee's position down low.
And when you carry a little bit of weight, that's tough. There's no doubt about it. But you got to make sure you keep yourself, your base up, and then when you get a chance, you got to scoot. And the Yankee kid just keeps putting his elbow down on your head, driving down the mat. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. If you're Devin, you just got to keep coming up. That's all you can do here.
24 seconds to go here in the second period. Still a 2-0 lead for Reese Anderson. As Bolster has not been able to get away from the referee's position, and he's been rode out here by Anderson with relative ease. 6-5 seconds to go here in the second period. And there's the end of the period. So still a 2-0 lead here for Reese Anderson of Yankton, but again, from Devin Bolster's standpoint, haven't been able to get a lot going, but you're still only down 2-0.
Well, you're in it. You know, that's the thing. You're one move away from doing anything here, and you got to make sure you keep him down.
There's a roll through by Anderson, and they both go back to their feet, so an escape point for Anderson. Now it's 3-0 as Bolster could not ride that out very long, so now we're both on our feet. So for Devin now, here's your chance. He came close right at the end of the first period of getting a throw in on Anderson, but now down 3-0 with a minute 37 to go. He's got to make the move here.
Well, like I say, when he come out of that, when he rolled out of that, he had him in a throw position right there. Anderson was pushing into him. All he had to do was hit it, and he missed his opportunity there. So now he's back up on his feet. You know, now you got to work twice as hard to get that.
And there's out of bounds. The minute 20 to go here in the match. First time we've made it to the third period in any one of the 14 matches in this duel. There's a single leg by Anderson. He's driving on it. And did they give him the two? They did not. He went out of bounds, going right into the manager section for the Huron Tigers.
If you're Devin, I mean, you got to go here. You got a minute left. And you're down by 3, you've got to at least get a takedown and hopefully get him on his back. And I think if you can do that, you should be able to pull this one out.
Yeah, one thing I just noticed here I kind of like on the Yankton singlet, says ESD on the back.
I didn't notice that.
That is, I like that. That's cool.
That's nice. I like that.
48 seconds to go, still 3-0. And oh, there, Bolster kind of tripped there. And Anderson has him, takes him down, and he's got him on his back. 2-point takedown, and Anderson trying to go for the pin here now with 34 seconds to go. Now there, a Bolster gets back on his stomach. So you'll get the 2-point takedown. What's he going to get for back points? All three
out of that. Yeah,
he got all three, so 8-0 now for Reese Anderson. Now a little reversal by Bolster, and he's trying to get a little back going, and he got the win by Ball.
How do you know that?
I think he had a little... Anderson just roll over. It must have been hurt or something because he's not even moving.
At 5:44, win by fall for Devin Bolster, I believe. And yeah, Anderson's hurt. Did not see what happened there, but Bolster got the reversal, and all of a sudden he had him in the combination.
He just did the half, cranked him over there, and I mean, he didn't even move. That's why I was kind of wondering what was going on there, but he's not even moving at all down there.
Yeah, could not really see what happened, but he got the takedown, he got the near fall, the 3 points, and then all of a sudden Devin had got him rolled over on the reversal and was trying to get the pin combination, and all of a sudden there came the pin, and then Anderson still has not gotten up yet.
And I don't, you know, obviously Devin just scooted back out. There was nothing wrong there. Anderson was still moving there. And then he just come around, cranked him over with that half. When he cranked him over there, Anderson went over and he just stayed there. No fight, no rocking and rolling, no nothing. So it was a big surprise on both sides there, I would assume.
Well, it is a final here. Huron has won it 72-12 to move to 1-0 here in the dual tournament. They will wrestle Mitchell next, and we'll be waiting while Mitchell and Aberdeen are only halfway through their duel. They're at 145 pounds, 152 for the Watertown Pier match, and they are at 170 for Milbank and Harrisburg. So it'll be a little while before Huron gets back to wrestling again. But again, hopefully this is not a serious injury for the Yankton wrestler. Again, I believe it's Reese Anderson that is the guy down. They did have another heavyweight, or another guy weighed in at heavyweight, but we're assuming, since he was listed on the program, that is Reese Anderson. So,
and I'm looking for that other big guy, and I don't see him around here. I don't know where Yankton is.
The big guy with a gray t-shirt right there, that behind that JV bench, that would be my guess, would be the other one.
Yeah, and he looks a little bit young and a lot bigger.
Yeah,
a little bit bigger there. So I'm guessing that we're assuming we got the right guy.
That's all we can do. Well, we're hoping that if it is Reese Anderson or whoever it is for Yankton, we're hoping the injury is not serious. Devin Bolster still waiting at the middle of the mat. They have to raise his arm before he can officially leave.
Yeah, he's got to stay there. I mean, he can't.
Which is no biggie, but
no, we got a lot of time. Nowhere to go in there, but yeah, now it looks like he's sitting up here now.
Okay, yep, they do have him to his sitting position anyway, and you can't really tell what they're, I don't know, maybe he got to hit the head or something.
Well, I don't know how he,
because he,
they're up in the air.
Well, they could have knocked heads or something.
You know, but I mean, he went over very easy as far as that part was, and I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're working on a knee or a shoulder or anything like that. Like we saw one of the Mitchell wrestlers come off earlier, and it was one of their little wrestlers, and he was definitely holding an arm with that injury.
Yeah, you could tell where that one was at. There was no doubt about that one, but so I don't know.
Now, Bolster having a discussion with the official.
Yeah, they just probably made some part of the move or something like that. That's good if you got a kid that talks to you like that and asks you questions.
Uh-huh.
You just, you know, hey, this is what, you did this, you know, you can't do that, and things like that. So at least get it, this official's opinion. That's all you're getting is one, but it gives you an idea where you're going.
Yeah, I think it is concussion. They're starting to do some of the concussion, moving a finger around and
protocol.
Having to follow. Yeah, so they're following concussion protocol, so I think that's what the issue is there with Anderson. So it's officially over, although they haven't raised Devin Bolster's arm yet, but it will be a win for Huron, and Huron will pick up a 72-12 win here over Yankton here to wrap up their first duel of the morning. Mitchell Kirtles will be coming up here a little bit later on here once Mitchell gets done. And now McCarty and Basler are saying, well, can't we just raise the arm of Bolster there? We're officially done.
Now we get out of here.
So Devin Bolster, win by fall. He goes over. Nice show of sportsmanship. Goes and shakes the hand of Anderson. And the Huron Tigers win the duel here by a score of 72-12. While we're in between, let's do Gary Zell post-match update here. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
The Outstanding Player of the Game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets. the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, we're in our first Gary Zell post-match here, and they're just now helping Reese Anderson off the mat, and he is walking very gingerly. They were going through the concussion protocol, so hopefully that young man is okay and will be able to wrestle again here down the road. Huron wins it by a score of 72-12. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I think Coach McCarty is going to come up and join us here. Tyson Lane won by fall, minute three at 106 pounds. At 113, Tayden Baum won by fall, 3 minutes 15 seconds over Lucas Holfer. Dayton Huber won by fall at a minute 52 over William Stevenson of Yankton. Then Kyler Lilly won by fall, 57 seconds over Joe Gonzalez at 126. Then Huron rattled off wins after that. Chip Schillingstad win by fall, 24 seconds at 132. Nathan Soll win by forfeit at 138. Carlos Yanes win by fall, minute 26 at 145. Trent Brinkham forfeit at 152. Travis Kleinsasser win by fall, 52 seconds at 160. Nick Christensen win by fall, 2 minutes 14 seconds at 170. Rick Struble forfeit win at 182. Wyatt Larson win by fall, 246. At 195, Marshall Simons win by fall, 2 minutes at 220, and Devin Bolster win by fall, 5 minutes 44 seconds at heavyweight. So 72-12, Huron wins it, and only one match goes into the third period. Coach McCarty up here. We'll get some comments from him coming up next after this Big East timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Prostrello General Motors in Huron. You hear me talking frequently about supplier pricing on every vehicle we sell and probably wonder what it means. This is the price that employees of companies providing parts for GM pay for their vehicles. Only GM employees pay less. Just what does this amount to? Let's look at a few vehicles. A 2016 Chevy Tahoe with an MSRP of $66,680 has a supplier price of $61,727. That's only at Prostrello General Motors, your Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac dealer in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Hi, this is Danny Gladden, Minnesota Twins Radio Network, and you are listening to Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
And we're back here in Watertown as duel number one in the books, and the Huron Tigers win it 72-12. Dan McCarty will join us here. We'll just do this for the post-match instead of after the second, since we do have some time here anyway. And well, we always preach, let's get those pins, and we only had one match even get to the third period.
Yeah, the kids look very good. Yankton is really down. They had a couple kids didn't make weight, but we took advantage of which we were supposed to do.
Yeah, and that was the thing. You know, just saw some different things there, some score table issues, and you know that's something that could be a little frustrating for the kid. I know we had a couple times we were waiting out there ready to wrestle. I think Dana Huber was one of them, and well, you just have to realize you have to make do with whatever's thrown at you.
Yeah, you do. It's part of the process. You cannot get flustered, and if you get flustered, your mind's going to get out of it, and you're gonna lose those matches that you should win.
Now you look at some of the performances here, and a couple of guys that lost last night that won today. Now to open things up, Travis Kleinsauser, Nick Christensen in particular, I think they wanted to bounce back and show what they could do. And Nick in particular, he kind of looked like last night for the first 90 seconds, and said, "Well, enough of this. Let's go."
Yeah, I agree. We were waiting for him to take a good shot, and he finally did, and got things going, which is what he's supposed to do.
You know, and Travis Kleinsauser, 52 seconds, again, another one of those quick pins.
Yeah, Travis looks really good in the wrestling room. It's to make the transition from a junior varsity to varsity, and, you know, last night with his first match, I was a little bit frustrated in the way it ended, but he does a lot of really good things in the practice room, and today it carried over into the match, and it was good for him to get a varsity win.
You know, look at Wyatt Larson, he wins by ball. You know, he was having a little trouble there for a while, but once he got the combinations down, then he took care of business.
Yes, he did, and Wyatt would be a very difficult kid to wrestle. He's kind of got his own style, and, you know, you can never count Wyatt out of a match. As long as he stays within 14 points, Wyatt always has a chance, and this match, you know, Wyatt really dominated what he was supposed to do.
And then Devin Bolster, the only one that went to the third period, he gets the win by fall. And first off, what do you know about the young man? I believe it was Reese Anderson wrestling for Yankton there. Definitely concussion protocol, and just one of those things, I guess.
Yeah, it was. It was after the match, it was a close match, and Devin was wrestling. He kept wrestling until he heard the whistle and ended up getting the pin, and supposedly the guy may have been knocked out. We're not sure. But I guess he was headbutting Devin, and Devin felt it, and maybe Devin has a harder head.
it's bad to laugh at it there, because we hopefully that Mr. Anderson's okay down the road here, because even when they finally got him up and walked him off, it was very danger, and they went right to the training room, I saw.
Yeah, it's, you know, You have to sit him out and look at the kid and see if he's going to be okay, and hopefully he will be okay. But it's, unfortunately, it's a small part of sports.
It's competition.
It is. It's competition. It happens. And Devin did nothing wrong. He wrestled until he heard the final whistle, and he got a pin out of it.
Now Tyson Lean for a second duel starts us off with a pin, and not only that, you know, I mean, he's out there, he's excited, he's got those two pins, he comes up with a fist pump afterward. You know, he's a fiery guy, and that's a good guy that to know we're going to have in the program here for the next 5 years.
That's a very nice thing to know. Yes, and he's a very, very tough competitor. He's very fun to coach, very coachable kid, and very fun kid to be around.
And Dana Huber, Chip Schillingstad, both took care of business. Dana's been impressive here.
I don't know if he had five pins all last year, and he starts off the year with two, and I hope I'm not jinxing him, because, you know, he's looked very good. He's been dominating, and
he filled out. Looking at him last night, he's filled out.
Yep, and it's, the body filling out, his mind's filling out, and, you know, he's getting that, you know, the older wrestler, the mature wrestler that, you know, you want to go out and dominate your opponents so that, you know, they don't want to wrestle you.
And then, Chip, I think Tyson Lean is now what Chip was 2 years ago. Those two guys are going to follow the same path here.
Yeah. Chip is, you know, he is so explosive. Chip is never out of a match, and, you know, he just dominated his kid today.
And, save the last one here for our Burger Plus Outstanding Wrestler. Where did Carlos James come from?
Isn't that crazy? I know. It's second year wrestler. It's, you know, he just made so much improvement last year. And, you know, last year, that by the time that he graduates, he's going to be a senior. He's going to be placed in the state meet. He is very good. He works very hard. He's very coachable. A very nice kid.
Aggressive.
Very aggressive, yeah. And we saw that last year and the things that he was doing for a first year wrestler. And, you know, it's carried over into this year. It's nice when a coachable kid who's very athletic and have just a desire to compete and to win. And Carlos Yang is one of those.
And like Corky said while we were watching his match, you know, he's only in his second year. He doesn't know that this isn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what that other kid's going to do, and sometimes
yep.
that's good.
It is good. It's just go out and wrestle your match and not worry about the others. And you do what works best for you and forget about what he's going to do to you.
Dan McCarty, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers win the first duel. And again, Burger Plus outstanding wrestler is Carlos Yanes. We still have another duel to go here on the air. Three more duels for the Tigers. We'll take another Big D's timeout of 1 minute here and wrap up this first duel here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Duit Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Duit Center store.
The decision to have surgery is not always an easy one, but the decision where to have it is. Every day, we provide the latest technology and surgical services, modern operating and recovery suites, with an expert, highly trained medical staff. When surgery is called for, call on us. Quality surgery is never far away. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back here in Watertown as the Tigers have come out with a convincing 72-12 win. Await the Mitchell Colonels. They're now at 160 pounds, so it'll still be a while before we get to the next duel. Now, interesting Pier and Watertown. Watertown is pushing Pier. It's 26-24 Pier, although Pier has a lot of strength at the bottom of that lineup.
Well, you know, like I say, they're good, got some good kids coming, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised you don't start seeing the big switch in that score here pretty quick.
So we're gonna, since we got all this time here, we're just going to send it back to the studio here for about 10 minutes or so. We'll check some news, and then we'll be back with another pre-match here as we'll get set for Huron and Mitchell coming up. But Huron picks up the win here, the final again, 72-12 over Yankton. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes or so and be back with more wrestling. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prestrallo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Duit Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Creative Printing, downtown Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agent. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch. And the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Mm-hmm. This is Weekend News on Performance Radio. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. U.S.